This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. A federally recognized tribe in the Otna region of the Copper River area hopes to buy more than 450 acres of its traditional homeland and return it to the tribe. A primitive village of Taslina was established in the early 1900s near the confluence of Copper River and Taslina River. And now the native village of Taslina hopes to buy back 462 acres of land east of the village from the Catholic Church and return it to traditional and cultural use. Village Council President Gloria Stickwan says the land would give the tribe better access to traditional fish camp and fish wheel sites.
We have families down there who use fish wheels, and we'd like to protect those areas because we don't have any other place to fish, to use a fish wheel, because you just don't go to someone's fishing site and start fishing there.
Right.
So we really don't have a place to fish unless we go to Chitna.
Chitna is about 60 miles southeast of the village, about an hour and 15 minutes of driving. Stickwan says the lack of roads to the fish wheel sites limit access to the Copper River. The 460 acres equates to just shy of 3/4 of a square mile, but the land has historical and cultural significance to the tribe. The village tribal administrator, Marcy Simeon, started her position in May 2020, but has worked with the tribe previously for about 15 years.
Taslina tribal members in our community have been utilizing that land right there specifically for generations to harvest salmon. It's such an incredible part of people's diet day to day, even through the winter season.
The Catholic Church bought the property from the federal government in the early 1950s so that the church could open up a boarding school. The Copper Valley School operated in the area for 15 years, but the school closed in 1971, and 5 years later, a fire destroyed its main building, and over the years, the remaining structures deteriorated.
That land was essentially left vacant from the 70s until the year, I believe it was 2011, the Native Village of Taslina had a strategic planning process where we had identified that there were contaminants on that site because of the old school.
According to state records, potential contaminants included asbestos, underground fuel storage tanks, lead-based paint, among other pollutants.
With the assistance of EPA, we reached out to the Catholic Church to clean up the debris that was left on that property, and they did. So that was the last action that had taken place, and it's my understanding that the Anchorage Archdiocese had incurred incredible expense in remediating that contaminated site.
And now the federally recognized tribe is dedicated to buying back the land for cultural and conservation restoration. Simeon says the church has since decided to liquidate the property to cover its costs. Since the church and the village had worked together previously, particularly to grant certain access to fish wheel sites, the archdiocese reached out to the village.
They wanted to see if we were interested in purchasing that lot, and we definitely were.
Simeon says the village currently works with the Catholic Church to monitor limited authorized use of the fish wheels on the property. Plans for the parcel would include turning it into a cultural gathering place, a tribal college, a place to host subsistence-use fish wheels, as well as contribute to fisheries research.
The process of harvesting salmon and consuming salmon is a lot more than just food. It's such a huge part of a lifestyle here that individuals, it's really imperative to how it is to be a person in the Copper River.
The Archdiocese of Anchorage declined to comment other than an email response from Chancellor John Harmon. Quote, "The Archdiocese of Anchorage Juneau generally does not discuss details of its business transactions. The Archdiocese has established a very good working relationship with the village of Taslina and looks forward to the sale of the property," end quote. While the total asking price is $1,856,000, the village says the archdiocese will knock off $50,000 if the tribe can raise $50,000 by June 1st. And while Taslina has until next year to purchase the land, it is trying to get funding committed by this fall and secure one of its largest sources of funding to this point. Interested donors can find more information on the tribe's GoFundMe page or call the native village of Taslina. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.
KMBA News is made possible with support from listeners like you. You can download the podcast and become a sustaining member today by going to kmba.org.